International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 3. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Mark 4:26-29. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth, and sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and lengthens, how? He does not know. The earth bears fruit by itself, first a blade, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus Christ is the seed of the kingdom of God, and this seed has been sown into those who believe in him. Now this seed is growing and developing within the believers. Eventually, this growth and development will have an issue, and the issue will be the kingdom. In the parable of the seed in Mark 4:26-29, we see the development of the kingdom seed. In verse 26, the man is the Lord Jesus as the sower, and the seed is the seed of the divine life sown into the believers of Christ, indicating that the kingdom of God is a matter of life, the life of God, which sprouts, grows, bears fruit, matures, and produces a harvest. In verse 28, the earth is the good earth, signifying the good heart created by God for his divine life to grow in man. Such a good heart works together with the seed of the divine life sown into it to grow and bear fruit spontaneously for the expression of God. The seed is Christ, and we are the soil into which he as the seed has been sown. The seed grows and eventually will produce the harvest, the full manifestation of the kingdom. Today's reading. In the eyes of God, the church occupies a very important place. Its position is that of being joined to Christ, and its responsibility is to continue the warfare that Christ fought on earth. Christ the head has ascended, but his body is still on earth. The church, as the body of Christ, is his propagation, continuing his stand and work to fight against God's enemy. Ephesians 1:20-23 shows us that the power which operated in Christ not only raised him from the dead, but caused him to ascend to the heavens. This resurrection power is the power of ascension. Through his resurrection the church received its life, and through his ascension the church assumed its position of authority and inherited the kingdom. In this way, he brought heaven to earth, and his will can be done on earth, as in the heavens. When the Lord ascended to the heavens, he transcended all the powers of the enemy, and God subjected all things under his feet. Of course, this is not fully manifested at the present time. Verse 23 clearly shows that the church and Christ are inseparable. The church is filled with Christ, it is the fullness of Christ, the overflow of Christ. God's desire is to gain a corporate man. The church, which is formed of individual saints who are put into Christ, is the corporate Christ. As the body of Christ, the church is the continuation of Christ. Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to the church. The position that Christ attained is the position that the church has attained. The works that Christ accomplished are sustained and perpetuated through the church. The cross of Christ produced the church, and the church brings in the kingdom. Hence, the church stands between the cross and the kingdom. The present age is the time for the church to practically realize the victory of Christ. The head has overcome, now the body must also overcome. The Lord destroyed the devil on the cross and produced the church with resurrection life. Today God is establishing his kingdom on earth through his church. The church must continue the victorious work that Christ has carried out against Satan. It is responsible for bringing heaven's will down to earth and for carrying it out on earth. This is the end of today's morning revival.